大家好，欢迎大家来到我们今晚愿经会的第一场讲座。我想问一下在座当中有没有人不是回到 Waffle 堂，可不可以举举手啊？我们给掌声欢迎一下他们，好不好？欢迎你们来到 Waffle 去参加，尤其是我们教会未必是很就脚，你们很准时，这些都是很不简单的事情的。有没有人是未吃晚饭，可不可以举举手啊？哦，大家都有部分未吃的，那大家努力一点，可能呢如果你的肚打鼓就打得小声一点，不要阻住隔壁那个这样。好，我们一起做个祷告，我们开始今晚的聚会，好不好？天父上帝，我们多谢你，让我们今天晚上有这个机会去开始我们的研经会。只要一连三日，我们会去探讨不同的课题，去看到新约圣经的可靠性，让我们看一见你的话语是真实的，让我们有根有基地去建立我们的信心，可以见得到你是那位信实的主。我也求你和我们的讲员 Dr. 华同在，让他所讲的说话都能够让我们有带来更多的亮光，更多的信心，也都更加懂得怎样去回应这个世代，好让我们能够在这个世界上为你做盐做光，活出一个不一样的生命。我们将以下的时间交在手中，求你带领，听我们的祈祷，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名字祈求，阿们。今晚的流程就会很简单，主要就是 Dr. Wallace 会讲大概九个字至一个钟头的时间，跟着会给大家有一个大概十分钟到的中场休息，跟着他就会再讲多九个字至一个钟头到，跟着就有大概有半个钟头时间去大家发问，去互相去了解，去问他多些东西样。大家来到其实你应该不想听我讲嘢嘅，你是想听 Dr. Wallace 讲嘢嘅，不过都容许我再大家少少时间去介绍一下他。Dr. Dan Wallace 是一个充满矛盾的人，你会想着一些钻研Greek grammar， 即是看文法的东西，看圣经文本鉴别，看一些抄本的，好像是一些很闷的事情，但是他是一个很有趣的人。你会觉得一个周游列国，他去过超过40个国家，是无论去拍摄圣经抄本，或者去到不同地方去讲道啊，去教导的情况。你会以为这个这么充满有这么多经验去周围国接触这么多不同文化的人呢，他竟然是毫无方向感的。我跟他去酒店道已经行了一两日了，他在大堂回到一间房道都有一点困难的。你会想着一个这么顶尖的即世界级的学者，会是即可能是一个很高不可攀的人，但是他是一个很谦卑、很平易近人，而他对我的影响呢，是其实他的生命的影响呢，是大过他学术的影响。很高兴我们今天有他在我们当中，我们一起分享一下。今晚呢，他主要会讲他拍摄圣经抄本的脚踪，去到不同的国家见到不同的抄本，而这些抄本呢，对我们有什么影响力。所以如果你能够的，都一从的去以掌声去欢迎我们 Dr. Dan Wallace。 咁啊，啲时间俾我一份。
I disagree with everything you said.
我完全，你哋食笑，我唔使
认佢。我完全唔同意佢先头对我嘅介绍。
Well, good evening to you all.
大家晚安。
Is anybody hiding there that can't see me, that I can't see? I don't know if there's...
在這邊有沒有人躲起來？我看不到你。
Oh, they can see that. They don't want to see me.
你看
到啊, okay, that's
fine. 你不想看我,
but I can't see you if you do that. So.
我其實無論如何我都看不到你在柱後面。
Well, thank you for coming tonight to hear this lecture.
多謝大家來聽今晚的講座。
I'll be talking to you about preserving the Word of God.
我就是跟大家講保存神的話語。
And specifically the work of CSNTM.
特別是我們的中心，就是新約抄本研究中心的工作。
Now, CSNTM, if you know English, is easy to remember.
如果你懂英文的話，那這個CSNTM 就是很容易記的。
Some of you may have heard of C.S. Lewis, right?
有人或者記得這個C.S. Lewis, 即是路易斯。
So you have the first two letters.
就是頭那兩個英文字母。
Now, some of you may have actually seen the movie Wizard of Oz.
另外還有就是大家也可能看過一套電影叫做《綠野仙蹤》。
It's a very, very old movie.
很舊的電影。
But in The Wizard of Oz, there is this character, Auntie M.
咁咧，仲有就係喺呢一套戲裏邊咧，就有一個人物咧，就係叫做 Auntie M。
So if you know C.S. Lewis and Auntie M, you know C.S. and T.M.
咁如果你識 C.S. Lewis 又識呢個 Auntie M 咧，咁你就會記得我哋啦。
They didn't think that was funny.
佢哋唔覺，你哋唔覺得好笑啊？
This is going to be a hard crowd.
呢個係呢個係文化嘅差異，係唔緊要嘅。
The reason I'm telling you this is we have a website that shows pictures of manuscripts.
我哋其實有一個網站，就係將我哋嘅抄本咧，有好多嘅照片咧，都擺咗上去嘅。
And it's simply csntm.org.
其實好簡單，就係 csntm.org.
So that's where you can find hundreds of thousands of pictures of Greek manuscripts that we have photographed.
咁喺嗰度咧，又係成千上百嘅，即係成百上千嘅。这个影片是关于我们的抄这些抄圣经抄本的。
So what I'm going to talk to you about tonight is just the work that my institute, CSNTM, has been doing.
今晚跟大家介绍的就是我们的中心所做的工作。
All right, what is CSNTM?
这个新约抄本研究中心是做什么呢？
And you can see the full name of the institute on the top line. It's kind of hard to see though.
咁咧就雖然喺上面嗰度啲字好細，但係咧呢個就係我哋個中心嘅全名。
It's the Center for the Study of New Testament Manuscripts。
咁咧就係新約抄本研究中心。
And it's a non-profit institute that was founded in 2002。
喺2002年成立嘅非牟利機構。
We have two primary objectives。
有兩大主要嘅目標。
First is we want to digitally preserve all Greek New Testament manuscripts。
就係將所有嘅希臘文手抄本咧係數碼化。
That is photograph them and preserve them electronically。
咁即係咧係用電子嘅媒介咧係將呢啲嘅抄本咧係影咗佢，同埋咧係保存。
And then we want to provide these images free for everybody, free for all time。
而且咧係所有人都可以免費喺任何時間咧係可以睇得到呢啲影像。
And this is going to help us determine the exact wording of the original New Testament.
咁就可以幫我哋確定咧新約聖經嘅準確嘅字眼啦。
So the accomplishments of the center so far are as follows.
咁我哋到目前為止咧，我哋嘅成就咧係有以下幾點嘅。
We've digitized 500,000 pages of New Testament manuscripts. That's what NTMSS means.
我哋咧係成功咁樣咧，係將500,000份嘅新約抄本係數碼化。
This makes us the world's leading institute to do this.
咁呢個係咧全球首屈一指嘅機構。
And in the last 15 years, we've also discovered more than 90 New Testament manuscripts.
咁喺過去十幾年咧，我哋亦都係發現咗咧係90份嘅新約抄本。
That's more than all the institutes in the world have discovered in the same period.
在同期内是超越了全球所有同类机构所发现的新约抄本的数字。
Now you might think that CSNTM is a really huge institute.
或者你以为我们的中心是一个很大的机构。
We have 6 people that work there.
其实只有6个人而已。
So it's tiny, but God has blessed us significantly.
虽然很小，但是神是大大地赐福给我们。
And we've also mentored dozens of interns to work with manuscripts.
我哋都係指導咗咧幾十位嘅研習生咧，係做呢啲抄本嘅工作。
Now this evening, I'm just going to. This is just kind of an informative lecture about what we do.
咁我哋咧係會咧係舉辦好多咧講座嘅。
And then tomorrow and Sunday, I'll be giving some more details about the manuscripts and about how we got our New Testament.
咁咧，聽日同埋後日咧，我就會同大家係講更多有關於抄本嘅事情，同埋咧係新約聖經嘅來由來。
I just came back from Athens, Greece on December 30th。
我啱啱咧係12月30號咧，就喺希臘嘅雅典翻嚟。
And then I flew to Hong Kong on January 2nd。
咁1月2號咧就飛嚟香港。
So I kind of travel all over the world, sometimes too much。
咁我其實咧係全球好多地方咧都周圍去，咁有陣時我都覺得係實在去得太多啦。
Okay, here's some places that we visited.
嗱，呢啲就係我哋曾經去過嘅一啲地方。
the Chester Beatty Library in Dublin, Ireland.
在愛爾蘭都柏林的這個切士打比提圖書館。
It has the oldest manuscript of Paul's letters in the whole world.
是全球呢最保羅的最舊的抄本是全球最舊的就在這個圖書館那裡了。
And Cambridge University in England, very important university.
咁當然喺英國嘅劍橋係大家都好知、好認識嘅、好出名嘅大學啦。
The University of Michigan in the United States.
係美國嘅密歇根大學啦。
That university has more New Testament manuscripts than any other institute in all of North America.
咁呢一個大學咧，就係擁有咧全個北美最多新約抄本嘅大學。
New York Public Library is a city library.
咁紐約市立圖書館
，There's not. It's a huge library. Of course, it's New York City.
因為係紐約市，自然係一個好大嘅圖書館啦。
But there's not a whole lot of public city libraries that have Greek New Testament manuscripts.
但係唔係好多嘅公眾嘅市立圖書館咧，係有希臘文嘅手抄本嘅。
Almost all of them are in Greece, not in America.
大部分咧，差唔多所有嘅都係喺希臘，就唔喺美國嘅。
By the way, in Asia, all of Asia, there's one Greek New Testament manuscript, only one.
在亞洲只有一個的希臘文抄本。
And that's at Tenri University in Japan.
就在日本這個天理大學。
There may be some in China, but we don't know about them yet.
可能在中國有都未定，不過我們不知道。
So that's why I'm here.
所以我就來這裡了。
To ask you to go find these manuscripts.
我就想請大家去找出這些抄本。
In the 2nd century AD, Rome and China connected with each other.
在二世紀的時候呢，其實羅馬和中國呢是有聯繫的。
And Greek manuscripts started to get into China.
而且呢，是希臘文的手抄本呢，也都是進入中國。
We have found some classical Greek manuscripts in monasteries in China.
Sorry.
Classical Greek.
我們是找到一些是古典的希臘文的抄本呢，是在中國的寺院裡面。
But so far, no New Testament manuscripts.
但是呢，找不到新約的抄本。
So when you go to mainland China,
所以呢，當你去到中國的時候呢，
find out if there's some New Testament manuscripts.
去找一下，看看有沒有希臘文抄本。
And let me know.
告訴我。
Because I want to come and photograph those.
我就想來呢，是拍了照片。
We've been to the Bavarian State Library in Munich, Germany.
我們又去過德國慕尼克的巴伐利亞州立圖書館。
It's a magnificent library with the oldest collection of what's called incunabula.
咁咧，亦都係一間咧非常之好好大嘅圖書館。咁亦都係有一個抄本嘅一個組合嘅。
Do you know incunabula?
No.
Okay. You didn't say it, did you? I didn't hear you say it.
No, I didn't.
Incunabula.Are manuscripts or books written before the year 1500?
佢提嘅呢一個 incunabula 咧，就係一個1500年，即係14世紀之前嘅抄本嚟嘅。
Okay, so we've been to all sorts of places. The Medici Library in Florence, Italy.
咁我哋都去過意大利佛羅倫斯嘅呢個Medici圖書館啦。
This is the only library in the world that Michelangelo actually designed.
咁呢個實就係咧米高安哲羅咧設計嘅圖書館嚟噶。
And the National Archives in Tirana, Albania。
咁亦都去過阿爾巴尼亞嘅國立檔案室。
A former communist country, but they opened up the library so we could photograph the manuscripts。
佢以前係共產國家，不過咧佢哋容許我哋咧去圖書館嗰度咧係影嗰啲嘅抄本。
And the Ecumenical Patriarchate of Constantinople。
咁同樣是在這個君士坦丁堡的合一教區。
Constantinople is the same as Istanbul.
這個君士坦丁堡即是伊斯坦堡。
But the Greeks call it Constantinople, Muslims call it Istanbul.
就希臘人就叫君士坦丁堡，回教人就是叫伊斯坦堡。
Now, Christianity has three large branches.
咁咧，基督教係有三個大嘅支派。
You have Roman Catholics，
咁就係羅馬天主教
；Protestants，
咁仲有係新教啦
；And Eastern Orthodox，
同埋咧係東正教。
This is the head of Eastern Orthodoxy, the Patriarchate。
咁呢個咧就係東正教嘅中心。
My mistake, sorry. And then Macquarie University is another one in Australia.
咁另外咧係去澳洲嘅麥哥里大學啦。
Several museums in Athens and other places.
咁同埋咧係雅典嘅一啲博物館。
In fact, we've been to more than 40 places that have manuscripts.
我哋係去超過40個咧有抄本嘅地方。
And in the last 2 years, we photographed all the Greek New Testament manuscripts at the National Library of Greece in Athens.
咁過去兩年咧，我哋就喺雅典嘅國立圖書館嗰度咧，係影曬所有佢哋嘅希臘文抄本。
I'll tell a little bit more about that in just a little bit.
咁我遲啲係再講詳細一啲。
Here's the monastery of Saint John the Theologian on the island of Patmos.
咁呢個咧就係拔摩島嗰度咧，係聖約翰嘅修道院。
This is the place where John wrote the Book of Revelation.
咁呢個咧就係約翰寫啟示錄嘅地方。
Not at this monastery.
咁當然唔係佢嘅修道院啦。
The monastery is new.
修道院係新起嘅。
It's only 900 years old.
只係900年啫。
That was a joke too. You guys got to liven up here, folks.
終於明白識笑啊！
So it's really hard to get to. Here's the footpath to get there.
行上去嗰條路好難行嘅。
But we photographed several manuscripts at that monastery.
咁喺個修道院個裏係影咗幾個抄本。
Here's an amazing place in Greece.
咁呢個咧係喺希臘一個咧係好特別嘅地方。
It's called Metaera.
呢個咧就叫 Metaera， 即係好似隕石咁嘅意思啊。
And you have monasteries on top of these stone pillars that rise up from the valley below.
咁你可以睇到咧，就係呢石柱上面咧係有修道院嘅。
Some of them are higher than 1,000 feet。
有一啲咧係淨高過咧係1,000尺。
They've been there for 1,000 years。
喺嗰度咧已經成千年嘅。
Nobody knows how these were built on top of these stone pillars。
冇人知道點樣可以喺呢啲石柱上面咧係起咗修道院。
And until 1922, the only way to get to them was
到咗
Go ahead。
到咗1920年咧。之前就係到1920年之前出入呢個地方係點做嘅咧
？Was to be carried up by a net，
就用一個網吊你上去。
So if you want to go to the monastery 1,000 feet up， you get in this net。
如果你想上去1,000尺高上面嘅修道院咧，就先走入呢個網嗰度。
And some men at the top of it just crank this big spool。
咁啲有一個人咧喺上面咧，就係推一個好大嘅碌。
Until you get all the way up there。
咁又一路卷你上去。
So you should probably bring a lunch。
咁你一定咧要帶埋食物啦。
It's not the most comfortable ride, as you can see。
當然唔係好舒服啊。
Wouldn't that be fun to take that kind of a ride?
咁會唔會好有趣咧？如果咁上去？
Well, that was the only way until 1922 to get to one of these monasteries.
喺1922年之前咧，呢個係唯一嘅方法上去。
And then a woman who was perhaps a little bit too large.
咁有位女士或者佢都係比較肥一啲啦。
Was being brought up in a net.
咁咧就佢用亦都係坐喺個網嗰度咧，就拉佢上去啦。
And the rope broke.
條繩斷咗。
And she fell to her death.
咁佢跌落嚟死咗，真係好慘啊
！So the Greek government said, "Okay, now we have footpaths to all of these."
咁希臘政府咧，於是決定以後咧，我哋就要起呢個行人路嚇，可以上到去。
Until that time, you might ask the monks this question.
咁直至嗰陣時為止，你可以咧係問嗰度嘅修士。
How do you know when you should change the rope?
你幾時知道係需要換條繩咧
？And they would say, "God lets us know."
咁佢就話神會使我哋知道嘅。
Apparently, God let them know that they should change it after she died.
或者咧，系神叫佢哋即系要唤醒啦，因为嗰位女士咧系死咗。
Now you can go by a footpath.
而家咧就可以行上去。
Then there's Romania, another place that's out of the way.
咁另外一个咧就系罗马一个地方就系罗马尼亚啦，亦都好特别嘅地方。
This too is a former communist country.
呢个亦都系一个前共产国家嚟噶。
This is part of the main highway in Romania.
呢、这個就係羅馬尼亞嘅高速公路
，where cars drive fast，
啲車咧就開得好快噶。
And sometimes horse-drawn carts are right in the middle of the road。
但有陣時咧，會見到啲馬車咧行喺中間。
But at times it gets even worse than this。
嗱，最差咧就係咁啦。
We went to the second largest city in Romania。
我哋去羅馬尼亞第二大城市。
And this is the road we had to get on.
嗱，我哋就係行呢條路啦。
It looks like it was bombed out by the Germans in World War II.
似乎係好似係第二次世界大戰時候咧，啲德國人咧炸爛咗嘅地方。
And never repaired.
係從冇咧修好。
Here's a 5-foot pothole. Do you know pothole? On what's called the DN24. This is the highway.
咁呢一度咧係一個五尺闊嘅大窿，就喺呢條路咧叫 DN24。
Just to make sure you know what pothole I'm talking about, there's the arrow.
嗱，個箭嘴指住個地方，一個有個大窿。
We saw a Toyota go right into this, and it never came out.
我哋就見到一架豐田車落咗去，咁上唔翻嚟啊。
So these are pretty deep. Wow, that's a joke too. You guys got to get used to my humor. It's
你都知道嚇，其實佢講笑嘅啫。
So, but we did go. As I'll come back to that. When we were there,
當我哋喺嗰度嘅時候咧。
To get there, it was about 35 kilometers.
咁總共行35公里。
And we rented a brand new car from Avis Rental. Do you have Avis Rental here?
我哋咧就係同一間租車公司 Avis 咧租咗一架咧全新嘅車。
This is what it was like all the way for 35 kilometers.
咁咧全條路嚇35公里都係咁噶啦。
This was the only road to the city of Yash.
就係去呢個 Yash 個地方唯一嘅道路。
And that's the second largest city in Romania.
而呢個係羅馬尼亞第二大城市喎。
By the time we drove out of this DN24,
當我哋離開呢個 DN24 呢條路嘅時候咧
，the rear bumper on our car fell off.
我哋嗰架車後面嗰個 bumper 咧就係 bumper 咧跌咗。
Now that really is true. That really did happen.
呢次唔係講笑。
So this is what we went to see.
嗱，呢啲就係我哋去睇嘅啦。
This is a 1,000-year-old manuscript.
呢個一千年嚇，即係有一千年嘅手稿。
And it's of the Gospels.
就係福音書嘅抄本嚟噶。
That we discovered in Yash a few years ago.
就係幾年前咧，我哋喺 Yash 呢個地方發現噶。
It's a very big manuscript, about this big.
係好大噶嚇。
And we photographed all 800 pages in one day.
咁一日之內咧，就我哋影曬800頁。
But it's beautiful craftsmanship. It's like it was done yesterday.
好靚嚇，好似尋日寫嘅咁樣。
What we've discovered is that some of these manuscripts,
我哋發現呢啲抄本啊
，that were in communist countries,
係喺啲共產國家保留嘅咧
，have beautiful artwork like this.
係有好多好精美嘅呢啲美術嘅設計喺度嘅。
And you don't get to see pages like this as much in other countries.
喺其他國家咧，你係揾唔到嘅。
So during the communist era, the communists didn't want anybody to read the Bible.
咁喺共產國家咧，喺共產主義當即係共產黨當政嘅時候咧，佢哋唔想啲人睇聖經。
So they put these manuscripts in their locked-up archives.
咁咧就將所有呢啲手抄本咧就鎖喺個檔案室裏邊啦。
And then after Eastern Europe was no longer communist.
當東歐咧係變咗唔再係共產國家嘅時候咧
，the manuscripts were brought out，
咁就攞翻呢啲手稿出嚟。
And so God used communism to preserve scripture。
所以係神用咗呢個共產主義咧，係保存咗呢個聖經。
I bet he's still doing that today。
我諗今日佢仍然係咁做。
Here's Albania, another place we visited。
嗱，另外一個我哋去過嘅地方，阿爾巴尼亞。
Now, this is an unusual page of a manuscript.
呢個係一個不尋常嘅抄本。
This is a manuscript that was dyed in purple ink.
咁咧係用紫色嘅墨咧染咗嘅。
It's from the 6th century.
係六世紀時候嘅。
About A.D. 500.
即係大概咧公元500年到。
And it's a Gospels manuscript.
咁咧係福音書嘅手抄本。
All of the ink is in gold or silver.
咁所有嘅墨咧都系金或者银。
All of the names of God, there's four different words that are in gold.
咁有44个字咧都系金嘅。
There's the name God, Lord, Jesus, and Christ.
就系咧主神耶稣同埋基督。
Those four words are in gold.
呢四个字咧都系用金墨写嘅。
That tells you what these scribes thought about Jesus Christ.
咁你就可以知道咧，嗰啲文士啊，佢哋係點樣去尊敬耶穌基督
？Excuse me, he's God and Lord.
佢係主係神。
Now, in World War II,
喺第二次世界大戰嘅時候
Hitler was sending his troops out to find these precious manuscripts.
咁希特拉咧就系派佢啲军队咧去揾呢一啲咁珍贵嘅抄本嘅。
And this manuscript was high up in the mountains of Albania.
咁而呢啲抄本咧就系收藏喺阿尔巴尼亚嘅高山上面。
At a very old monastery.
喺一间好旧嘅修道院里面。
So he sent a general with troops to get this manuscript.
咁于是佢就派一个将军带啲兵咧就去攞呢啲抄本。
And the soldiers lined all the old men and the monks in the village lined up.
咁啲軍人咧就係叫所有嘅老人啊，同埋咧係啲修士咧都出曬嚟排隊。
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. And then they aimed their machine guns at them.
咁用機關槍咧就指住佢哋。
They said, "Tell us where this manuscript is, or you will die."
話俾我哋聽，啲手稿擺喺邊？如果唔係咧，就殺曬你哋。
The first man said.I don't know.
第一个话我唔知啊。
The second man said, "I don't know."
第二个又话我唔知。
And the third man, and fourth, and fifth, and all of them.
第三、第四、第五，所有人都话我唔知。
And then there was a long pause.
咁跟住咧一个好长嘅沉默。
And then the soldiers stood up, and they left the village.
咁啲军人起身，然后离开咗呢个村庄。
The next day.The priest of that monastery came back. He was visiting other villages in the area.
咁第二日咧，呢個村莊嘅神父咧就係翻嚟，因為佢去咗其他嘅村莊嗰度。
And all these men came to his office to confess their sins.
咁所有呢啲人咧都係嚟到呢個神父嘅面前就去認罪。
They were sorry because they lied to the Nazis.
佢哋抱歉，因為咧，佢哋係對呢納粹黨人咧係講大話。
Because they all knew where the manuscript was.
其實佢個個都知道嗰啲抄本喺邊嘅。
But here's the thing: they were willing to sacrifice their lives for the word of God.
佢哋就係願意為神嘅話語嚟犧牲佢哋嘅生命。
Now just think about this for a moment.
我哋真係要諗一諗。
This was in the 20th century.
呢個二十世紀時候嘅事。
Long after the printing press had been around.
咁係。有印刷機發明咗好耐啦，已經。
And here was a manuscript of the Gospels.
呢個咧係福音書嘅手稿。
Written in a language that they could not read.
而佢哋係唔識讀呢啲文字嘅。
But they were willing to sacrifice their lives for this manuscript.
但係佢哋願意為呢個手抄本咧係犧牲佢哋嘅生命。
It's just an amazing story, and I'm grateful for the fact that they did save it.
这个实在很感人的故事，我亦都很多谢他们是这样讲。
This is the oldest monastery, oldest continuously inhabited monastery in the world.
这个是全球呢是最古老而一直呢都是有人在里面是修道的 修院。
This monastery is as old as that manuscript is.
这个修道院呢就是跟这个手抄本一样这么古老的。
It's St. Catherine's Monastery at Mount Sinai, Egypt.
这个呢就是在埃及西乃山脚那里的 St. Catherine 的修道院。
And they have very, very old manuscripts there.
他们有很旧的手抄本。
In 1975, there was a fire in one of the kitchens.
在1975年呢他们其中一个厨房呢起火。
And by the time they put out the fire, they noticed something strange.
咁当他们救熄了火之后呢他就发现一些很奇怪的东西。
They noticed that there was what looked like a door to a room.
他们就发现呢好像有一道门呢就是开了可以入去一间房里面。
And it had been all boarded up, they didn't know that it existed before.
咁全部咧都用板封住，佢哋以前咧係唔發現到嘅。
So they dug through the wall and actually built a door there。
咁於是咧，佢哋就係挖開埲牆啦，係起咗道門啦。
And for the next 24 years, they went through what was in that room。
咁跟住嗰二十幾年咧，佢哋就去睇呢間房裏邊係有啲乜嘢啦。
In 1999, they published a catalog of what they had discovered。
咁喺1999年咧，佢哋就係公布咗一份清單，佢哋發現咗啲乜嘢
？It was 1,200 manuscripts。
總共咧係有1,200份嘅抄本。
That makes St. Catherine's the second largest library in the world for ancient Greek manuscripts。
咁使到呢一間修道院咧，係成為全球第二大擁有最多嘅古老希臘文抄本嘅修道院。
I was there in 2002.
我2002年去過。
And I spent a week looking at these new manuscripts.
咁我用咗一個禮拜咧，係去睇呢新發現嘅手抄本。
And I found two others in some of the manuscripts that they didn't know about.
咁另外咧，喺其他嗰喺一堆文件裏面咧，我又發現另外兩份嘅手抄本係佢哋冇留意到嘅。
Now you should recognize this.
大家或者都認得呢一度啦。
This is the Acropolis in Athens, Greece.
咁呢一個咧就係雅典。
Greece is a very poor country now.
希臘咧而家係一個好窮嘅國家。
And the economy is disastrous. It's in terrible shape.
咁佢哋嘅經濟非常差㗎。
There's graffiti everywhere on the buildings on everything.
咁咧周圍都有塗鴉嘅喺牆上面啦，所有嘅建築物都有塗鴉。
And people are just desperate.
啲人好失望，好絕望。
There's corruption in the government.
咁政府係貪污啦。
But there's also really important manuscripts in Greece.
但係喺希臘咧係有啲非常重要嘅手抄本㗎。
And so we were asked to digitize, photograph all the New Testament manuscripts at the National Library of Greece.
咁我哋係得到邀請咧，喺呢個國立圖書館嗰度咧係影曬所有佢哋呢啲嘅手抄本。
This took us 2 years to do the work.
我哋用咗兩年。
44 people were trained to photograph these manuscripts.
訓練44個人咧，係去影呢啲手抄本。
We had 8 people working at a time for 3 or 4 months.
咁我哋有8個人咧，係做咗3-4個月。
And we photographed over 300 Greek New Testament manuscripts.
咁我哋係影咗咧超過300份嘅新約嘅手抄本。
That was over 150,000 pages.
咁總共咧係超過咧係150,000頁。
So it's a huge project, as you can see.
所以係一個好大嘅工程。
So that's just some of the sites we visited.
咁呢啲就係我哋曾經去過嘅地方啦。
Let me tell you briefly some reasons why we shoot these manuscripts.
咁而家我就講一講點解我哋要影呢一啲嘅手抄本咧。
There's two basic reasons why we do this.
有兩個基本原因。
The first is that the quality, I'll read this whole thing. The quality of the images prior to the work of CSNTM is almost always abysmal, and access to these images has been limited.
個原因就係我哋做呢個工程之前咧，所有嘅呢啲手抄本嗰啲影像都係非常之差，差到不得了，而且咧能夠攞到呢啲影像嘅咧，亦都係受到好大嘅限制。
In the beginning, there was microfilm.
起初就係有縮影菲林啦。
And it was not good.
當然唔好啦。
Here's a photograph of the microfilm that was used that scholars had to rely on to try to understand what these manuscripts said.
嗱，啲學者咧就要睇呢一啲嘅微型菲林所影出嚟嘅影像，然後咧就係去研究呢啲手抄本嘅。
This is a gospel manuscript that we also photographed.
嗱，呢個亦都係我哋影咗嘅福音書嘅手抄本。
But before digital photography, you could not read the marginal notes like this little one here that I circled.
嗱，如果咧係冇呢一啲嘅數碼化嘅話咧，咁喺嗰個手抄本角落頭或者邊緣上邊咧，有一啲嘅註釋咧，你係睇唔到嘅。
And older versions of modern translations relied on these kinds of images.
而所有咧現代譯嘅聖經嘅譯本咧，都係要靠呢啲嘅影像。
Now, even Greek New Testaments are relying on our images to be able to produce what they produce.
現在呢，甚至是新約希臘文聖經呢，也都是用我們的影像呢，來去做他們的這個發印行的工作的。
So, pretty soon, that will even affect the Chinese Bible, I believe.
咁我相信將來也都會很快呢，就影響到這個中文聖經的。
The Revised Union Bible of 2006 is just before we started to really produce our work.
2006年出的和修本呢，就是我们做这些工作之前他们就出了。
And that's the Bible that's used at this church.
那这个也是你圣经，就是你教会用的，就是我们教会用的。
Well, then came digital photography.
好了，跟着呢，就是有这些数码摄影了。
And it was very good.
是非常好。
So let me show you a contrast here.
现在做个比较。
This is the same page.
同一版。
And on the left is microfilm, on the right is the digital photograph.
左手边是缩影菲林，右手边就是数码摄影。
It's a very important manuscript that could not be read before.
以前咧一啲好重要嘅手稿咧，根本系读唔到嘅。
This is from Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Here's another manuscript from Romans chapter 1.
嗱，另外一个手稿亦都系罗马书第一章嘅。
Digital photographs, you can blow these up and enlarge them and see a lot of the details very clearly.
嗱，如果系有数码摄影咧，你可以将佢放大，系睇得好清楚嘅。
You don't even need to know Greek, and you can still read this.
嗱，甚至你唔识希腊文咧，你都识读噶。
That was a joke. Come on.
讲笑啊。
So we now use cameras that produce images that are 5 times as good as this picture.
嗱，而家咧，我哋用嘅相机咧，系比呢幅相咧仲好5倍。
The second reason that we digitize manuscripts is that the manuscripts are not always properly cared for.
第二样咧就系将佢数码化咧嘅原因咧，就系因为咧呢一啲嘅手稿咧，其实系冇得到咧适当嘅照顾，唔系成日咧都系得到适当嘅照顾嘅。
They get destroyed. They're eaten by vermin, rats, and mice, and other animals. They're damaged by water and fire, and they're stolen.
咁咧就好多時，譬如啊老鼠啊、蟲啊、蛇蟲鼠蟻啊，都會食咗佢啦。有陣時咧就啲火啦，又甚至咧有陣時俾人偷咗。
And library budgets throughout the world usually don't have enough money to care for them as well as they'd like to.
圖書館通常都唔夠錢，亦都冇辦法咧，好好咁樣啦去維護呢一啲嘅抄本嘅。
Whole libraries at times get destroyed.
有陣時甚至咧，成間圖書館咧受到破壞嘅。
I was on an island in Greece one time.
咁有一次咧喺希臘一個島上面。
And I met there was a small monastery.
咁嗰度有間細嘅修道院。
It had one priest.
咁有一個神父。
And one servant for the priest.
咁另外佢有手下一個工人。
How'd you like that job?
咁就你中唔中意呢個工作咧？
Your job is to serve this guy.
你咧就要服侍呢个人。
And if he has a bad day, you're in trouble.
咁如果佢嘅心情唔好咧，你又麻烦啦。
So this priest had 2 manuscripts that we wanted to see.
咁我哋想咧系同呢个神父咧系睇佢有两份嘅抄本。
And we asked if we could look at these manuscripts.
咁我哋就去请求佢话可唔可以俾我睇睇啊咁。
He took us to the room where they were held.
咁佢就帶我咧，係佢哋就佢帶我咧，係去到嗰間房嗰度，係就係有呢個抄本嘅。
It was an old building with just cinder, you know, cinder block.
啊
，cinder block is just old bricks that stack up.
咁咧佢就嗰間屋咧，其實咧係一啲好舊嘅屋嚟，咁就係用啲磚咧砌成嘅。
With a dirt floor.
咁咧個地面咧就係泥地嚟嘅啫，冇鋪好嘅。
And nobody had been in there for years and years.
好多年咧都冇人入过去。
The lock was almost rusted out completely.
把锁都生晒锈嘅。
So he let us in to see these manuscripts.
咁于是佢就俾我哋入去咧，就睇个抄本啦。
And I held the first in my hands.
我拎起第一份抄本。
And as I opened it up,
当我打开嘅时候咧
，lots of little pieces of paper just flew out.
咁咧好細好多好碎嘅細塊嘅紙咧就飛曬出嚟。
It was completely destroyed.
完全破壞曬。
I could take my finger and go all the way through very, very easily.
我插隻手指入去咧，佢可以咧係穿過曬嘅。
So it's too late to photograph that manuscript.
影都影唔切啦，太遲啦。
We photographed other manuscripts that we shot just in the nick of time.
我哋咧係影好多其他嘅抄本都係緊緊趕得及咧係影到嘅啫。
We've shot them where, after we photographed them, we said these should never even be opened again.
当我哋影完呢啲抄本之后咧，我哋就同佢讲啦，你以后都唔好再打开佢啦。
So we're trying to hurry to do this job.
我哋希望系尽快做好呢啲工作。
And digitally preserve these manuscripts.
系数码化咁样系保存呢啲嘅抄本。
Before they deteriorate completely.
使到咧，即系喺佢哋完全嘅即系消失之前咧，我哋就要咁做。
And now we have a 15-minute break. Is that okay?
好，咁不如我哋而家休息十五分钟。
We're halfway through.
啱啱讲到一半。
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ivan. Was that okay? Was it a good cadence for you? We can wait a little bit. Maybe you can call him in.
好啦，咁或者请大家都坐翻埋位，咁我哋继续啦。
Okay. Why don't you start? Okay,
I'll start.
This is part two of preserving the Word of God, and I'm not sure how long it'll take, but we'll have time for questions afterwards.
我哋而家咧開始第二個部分，保存神嘅話語。咁就我哋會稍後咧係有一啲問答嘅時間嘅。
Time for questions, but no answers.
或者係只有問無答。
Okay, here's what we do when we photograph these manuscripts.
嗱，我哋影呢一啲嘅抄本嘅時候，我哋係咁樣做嘅。
I'm going to give you kind of an inside look on what it looks like to go on an expedition.
咁咧，我係會同大家介紹一下，就係我哋出去影呢啲抄本嘅時候咧，我哋實際上係做啲乜嘢。
So the first thing we do is we prepare the manuscripts to be digitized.
咁首先咧，我哋就係要做預先嘅安排，去準備影呢一啲數碼嘅手抄本。
And that's the job that I get to do.
咁呢個係要由我做嘅。
I spend 1 or 2 hours on every manuscript.
咁我大概係每一份嘅抄本咧，係花一兩個鐘頭。
And it sounds scary when I'm saying I'm preparing a manuscript. What does that mean?
咁當我話準備呢一個手抄本嘅時候，其實咩意思咧？
And here's really what it means. I'm looking at these kinds of details.
咁呢啲就係我哋要即係我會做嘅嘢，就係呢啲嘅細節啦。
The first and most important thing I do is I count the leaves.
首先，第一樣非常重要嘅嘢就係數下有幾多頁。
Because when we photograph these manuscripts, we photograph just the right side first.
咁當我哋影嘅時候咧，我哋係影咧係有字嗰邊嘅，影右手邊嗰邊。
And then we photograph the left side after that.
咁又跟住咧係影左手邊。
And if we have 273 right pages,
如果咧係有273頁嘅右手邊嘅頁數咧。
And 271 left pages.
咁而只係有咧271頁嘅左手邊嘅頁數咧。
Then there's a mistake someplace.
咁即係話有錯啦，一定有錯。
So I go very carefully through and count how many leaves there are.
咁所以我就好小心咁樣咧，係由頭到尾數一次，總共有幾多頁。
Now most of these manuscripts actually are numbered. The leaves actually have a number on them.
好多時咧，每一頁咧都係有個數字嘅。
And most of the manuscripts also get it wrong at some point.
咁大部分嘅手抄本咧，某啲地方都會咧係寫錯咗。
Sometimes there are leaves that have gone missing.
咁有陣時咧，又會係冇咗一頁啊咁樣。
Other times the leaves stick together.
有陣時咧，啲頁每一頁同另一頁係黐埋一齊。
And so they might write down the number on the first leaf.
咁所以咧係上嗰頁咧就係有數字。
But then when they pull it over, they skip the second leaf.
當翻轉咗之後咧，第二頁咧就係漏咗啦。
So I have to count the leaves, make sure it's accurate, exactly the same number on both sides.
咁我一定咧係要數清楚每一頁，要以確保咧係左右頁咧係完全係相對一樣嘅。
And then I measure the dimensions.
咁然後咧就度個尺寸啦。
And I'll mention the length or the height.
咁咧就度佢個長度啦。
And the width.
寬度啦。
In several different places.
咁咧係喺唔同嘅地方度嘅。
And then I measured the depth.
咁亦都係度個厚度。
The depth is the distance between the two covers from here to here.
咁咧就係個書皮啦，同埋個書底咧嗰個嘅距離。
Now why would I do that?
點解要咁做咧
？Because I have nothing better to do.
係咪冇其他嘢好更好做咧
？No, the reason is that. The depth between the bottom and top are usually different.
個底面嘅厚度咧，通常係唔同嘅喎。
The top is almost always a little bit bigger than the bottom.
咁個頂咧同個底咧，個頂可能係大一即係厚一啲嚇，個底咧冇咁厚嘅。
Now why is that?
點解咧
？When you have a manuscript, a book, I mean, this is all the manuscripts are this kind of a manuscript, this kind of a book.
嗱，所有嘅抄本都係咁樣嘅。
You stack them up on the shelves.
咁喺書櫃嗰度咧就棟起佢。
And you pull a book out.
咁你拉本書出嚟。
The tops of the books fan out a little bit.
咁呢個書頂嗰部分咧，佢就向外咧係張開一啲嘅。
And the bottoms of the books stay kind of tight.
咁個底嗰部分咧就係稍微咧係緊一啲嘅。
Of the 300 manuscripts I looked at in Athens.
咁喺雅典咧，我睇過嘅超過300份嘅抄本。
There were six.Where the bottom was much larger than the top.
有六份咧，就個底咧就係比個頂咧係大好多。
Now, how could that happen?
點解咁樣會點解呢？
They were stored upside down for most of their lives.
因為咧，大部分時間咧，佢哋都倒轉嚟擺。
So here's a 1,000-year-old manuscript that was upside down for 800 years.
咁就係一份咧一千年咁古老嘅抄本咧，800年咧都係倒轉嚟擺。
How could that happen?
點解會咁發生呢？
They don't have titles on the spines on the backside here.
咁就喺書脊嗰度咧，係冇字寫喺度。
And a lot of these monasteries just have these books just stacked up with nobody ever looking at them.
咁咧就係喺呢一啲嘅修道院裏面咧，啲書就咁就擺喺書架上面，冇人理。
We were at one monastery where the abbot praised CSNTM.
咁咧就我哋去到有一間嘅修道院嗰度。嗰度嘅負責嘅神父咧，佢就係讚我哋個中心嘅。
He said, "I wish that my monks would read the Bible as much as you people do."
佢話：我希望嘅修士咧就好似你哋咁樣咧，係經常咁樣咧係睇聖經。
And not all monasteries are like that, but this one was.
唔係所有修道院都係咁嘅，但係呢個修道院就係咁嘅。
And then I also try to determine the date. How old is this manuscript?
咁我亦都要係決定咧呢個手抄本嘅年份啦。
And you do that mostly by handwriting.
好多時咧就係透過即係佢嘅書法嚟嘅決定。
But there's other distinctive things that help us to understand the date too.
亦都有其他嘅特質咧係可以幫助我哋決定嗰個年份嘅。
And I record what the material is.
咁我亦都係記低佢係咩物料啦。
Manuscripts are written on three different materials.
咁通常係寫喺咧三種唔同嘅物料上面啦。
The first is papyrus.
咁首先就係蒲草紙。
How many of you have heard of papyrus? Raise your hand.
有幾多人聽過蒲草紙啊？舉手。
Okay, that's about a third of you.
大概三分一。
It's a plant that's very similar to the bamboo.
咁呢個植物咧，好似竹咁樣。
It grows very tall on the Nile River in Egypt.
咁咧喺埃及尼羅河嗰度咧係種嘅，好高嘅。
And they slice it into thin slices.
咁咧佢哋係會將呢啲嘅蒲草就係切開。
And then the fibers, they lay them across this way.
咁將啲纖維咧係打橫放啦。
And then they get the rest of it and lay the fibers across this way.
咁然後咧又將另外一啲嘅纖維咧就打直放。
And then they pound it together.
咁又將佢揼埋一齊。
And it naturally glues together.
咁於是佢哋就好自然咁咧係黐埋啦。
So it makes pages and pages of material, writing material.
咁於是就成為咗咧書寫嘅材料啦。
Now I'm going to be giving a message Sunday morning and tomorrow night.
咁咧，聽晚咧，同埋星期日咧，我都係會繼續講嘅。
It's called "How badly did the scribes corrupt the New Testament?"
咁就係到底啊，我哋嗰個嘅新呢個新約啊，係受到即係幾多嘅損害呢
？And one of the things I'll talk about is about papyrus.
其中一樣咧，就係呢個蒲草。
So since you're here, I'm going to tell you a little bit that nobody else at church will know about.
咁咧，我会系同大家讲一啲咧，系其他嘅教会咧都冇听过嘅。
That's because you're the special crowd.
因为咧，你好特别啊。
So manuscripts would be written on a scroll.
好多嘅手抄本咧，都系写喺个书卷上面嘅。
You all know what a scroll is.
大家知道咩系书卷啦。
If you've never seen a scroll, you've probably seen toilet paper, that's a scroll.
嗱，如果咧大家未見過即係書卷咁，呢個廁紙就一卷啊，咁大家知係咩啦
？Now manuscripts written on a scroll, they would only write on the inside.
咁咧，如果寫喺書卷上面咧，就係寫只係寫喺個卷嘅裏面。
Because they have the horizontal fibers of the papyrus going that way.
因為咧就係嗰個橫向嘅纖維就係咁樣嘅方向。
Then on the outside, you'd have the fibers going vertically that way.
因為喺外面嗰個咧就係垂直方向嘅纖維。
But New Testament manuscripts, all New Testament manuscripts are written in a book like this.
咁咧新約嘅手抄本咧，好多咧都係寫喺好似一本書上面咁樣。
That is all the copies that we have.
咁就係呢啲就係嗰啲嘅抄本啦。
The New Testament originally was certainly written on scrolls.
新約聖經咧。起初嘅時候應該係寫喺一個書卷上面嘅。
But early Christians adopted this form. It's called a codex.
咁咧，初期嘅信徒咧就係採用咗呢個釘裝本。
And so that's one of the things I try to do is determine what the material is.
咁所以咧，首先第一樣嘢我要做嘅咧，就係要揾出到底呢啲係屬於咩物料。
It can be papyrus.
可以係蒲草啦。
Or parchment or paper.
可以咧係羊皮紙啦，亦都係可以係紙嘅。
Parchment is animal skins.
咁皮即係皮紙咧，咁係任何係某一啲動物嘅皮。
And paper, you all know paper.
紙大家都知啦嚇。
Paper came to Egypt from China.
紙咧其實係由中國咧運入去埃及嘅。
Now I have a friend who's Chinese.
咁我有個中國朋友。
And he says that the Chinese invented everything.
咁佢哋就話中國人咧發明曬所有嘢㗎。
But you did invent paper, I know that.
咁但係你哋係發明咗咧紙嘅。
But he told me once that the Chinese invented water.
咁佢哋話咧係中國人咧係發明嘅水㗎。
So thank you.
多謝，多謝大家。
Mgoy. So.
講廣東話喎，原來。
Did I say that right? Mgoy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, if it's parchment or paper, there's a way to tell.
咁到底佢係羊皮啊，淨係即係用係皮啊，抑或係紙咧？咁係有方法去揾出嚟噶。
Rats eat parchment.
咁咧，啲老鼠咧就係食呢啲皮紙嘅。
And worms eat paper.
咁只蟲咧就係食啲紙嘅。
But not the other way around.
咁唔會倒轉嘅。
And then I count how many lines there are.
咁我亦都數有幾多行啦。
And how many columns per page.
咁嘅每一頁有幾多欄啦。
This is all helpful information for a very important purpose.
咁呢啲都係非常之有用嘅資料，係有一個好重要嘅目的。
Let's say I have a manuscript of just Matthew and Mark.
嗱，譬如我只係有一份嘅手抄本。就係只係有馬太福音同埋馬可福音。
And I determine the date and the dimensions and all the rest of this。
咁咧，我係決定，即係我就係揾出佢嗰個嘅年份啦，同埋其他嘅特點。
And in another part of the world, somebody discovers another manuscript。
咁喺世界另外一個地方咧，有人又發現咗另外一個抄本。
And it has Luke and John in it。
咁嗰度裡面咧就係有路加福音同埋約翰福音。
But it's the same dimensions。
咁佢個尺寸係一樣
，same date，
年份又係一樣
，same material，
物料又係一樣
，same number of lines， same number of columns，
行數啊、欄數啊都係一樣
，and the same handwriting，
咁嗰個書法亦都係一樣。
Those are just two halves of the same manuscript。
咁於是就係可以話係同一個抄本嘅另外一半嚟㗎啦。
And some of the manuscripts we've actually discovered, we found later, were parts of other known manuscripts.
咁我哋亦都發現咗咧，係一啲嘅抄本咧，其實係其他已知嘅抄本嘅一啲部分嚟嘅。
So another thing I do is I count the quires。
咁另外咧，我就係數佢嗰個摺數啦。
This is the folds。
即係咧，當釘裝嘅時候咧，係會將啲紙咧摺起嚟嘅。
They'll have two leaves and they'll lay four of those down on top of each other。
咁譬如係有兩頁紙咧，咁就將佢搭起嚟一齊。
Then they fold it in half like that.
咁又將佢咧摺成對摺成一半。
And that makes eight double leaves.
咁於是咪變咗有八頁咯。
And then they sew it in the middle.
咁由中間咧就係聯起。
Now that's the same way books are made today. They're sewn in the middle of those quires.
咁所以咧，即就算今日咧啲書都係咁樣，佢會係將啲紙摺起嚟，然後咧係再穿埋釘裝起嚟噶。
Most medieval manuscripts have eight leaves per quire.
咁咧，好多嘅中世紀嘅手稿咧，都係每一節咧就係有八頁。
So I count these to see if each quire has eight leaves。
咁於是我就數下係咪每一節都有八頁啦。
It's a very quick way to see if the manuscript is complete。
呢個係一個好快嘅方法去揾到底嗰個抄本咧係咪完整。
So it's tedious, but you discover some things from doing this。
咁咧，呢啲咧都係非常非常繁瑣嘅工作，但係咧呢啲都係咧係需要做嘅嘢嚟噶。
And I also identify any significant or unusual information。
咁我亦都係要揾一啲呢啲抄本裏面有冇一啲咧係獨特嘅同埋咧係重要嘅資料。
So what do these manuscripts look like？
咁到底即係呢啲抄本係點樣嘅咧
？Well, here's one I was looking at just last week. This picture was taken last week。
嗱，呢幅相咧上個禮拜影嘅，當時我係睇緊呢個抄本。
This is at the Parliament Building in Athens, Greece.
咁呢個咧係希臘雅典嗰個國會大樓裏面嘅。
And I'm there with the librarian.
咁我就同埋個圖書管理員一齊。
It's a big manuscript. You can see it's larger than Josh is.
咁咧就呢個係一個好大嘅一好大份嘅抄本啦。
So I also try to identify any significant or unusual information.
咁我就要揾出有冇一啲咧係重要同埋不尋常嘅資料。
Now, what does that mean?
咩意思
？It means things like the order of the books.
譬如呢啲書卷嘅次序啦。
Just think about it this way.
我們想一想。
If you're a scribe writing in, say, the 2nd century AD,
如果你是二世紀的一個抄，做這個抄書的文士，
and the codex form has been invented now,
現在呢，是有這些釘裝本了。
You can put more than just Matthew's gospel in this manuscript.
即是說在一個抄本裡面不單止可以放這個馬太福音了。
On a scroll, it could only hold one gospel.
如果是一個書卷呢，你只可以寫抄到一卷的福音書。
So now the codex form can hold all four gospels. You can put more material in there.
因為有了這個釘裝本呢，就可以將四本福音書呢都包曬落去了。
And part of the reason is it's written on both sides.
另外一個原因仲係因為咧兩面都可以寫啦。
So what should the order of the Gospels be?
咁所以呢一個福音書嗰個次序應該係點樣咧
？In your Bibles, it's probably Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right?
咁我哋聖經咧就通常係馬太、馬可、路加、福約翰咁樣。
I don't think that was even the original order.
我認為呢個未必係原本嘅次序。
Our earliest manuscripts have a different order.
我哋最早嘅手抄本咧，系有不同嘅次序嘅。
They have the order Matthew, John, Luke, and Mark.
佢哋嘅次序咧就系马太、约翰、路加，然后马可。
I even understood that. And the reason I think is because they want to have the apostles first.
因为咧，佢哋系想将使徒咧摆喺前面。
Matthew and John were apostles.
马太同埋约翰系使徒。
And Luke and Mark were followers of apostles.
路加同埋馬可咧，只係使徒嘅徒弟。
But what if you have a manuscript of Paul's letters?
咁呢個保羅嘅書信又點咧
？What should the order be?
個次序應該係點咧
？There were all sorts of orders for these manuscripts.
嗱，呢一啲嘅手稿咧係有不同嘅次序噶。
So that's a significant thing. I make a catalog of what the order of every single manuscript is for all the books.
咁咧呢個係非常之重要嘅，我就將呢啲嘅次序好詳細咁樣咧，係記錄喺一個清單上面。
And I also look for what's called palimpsests。
嗱，咁咧我亦都係揾嘅係有冇一啲咧係複寫嘅情況。
You have a word for palimpsest?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Nobody knows that in English. That's great. What do you call it?
複寫。
複寫？
Yeah. It means writing on top.
Yeah, that's great.Okay, so I'll give you, the German is Unterschrift, and then, you don't want to know that. Anyway, palimpsest is a Greek word. It means scraped over again. Well, I guess I say that here. And it's a text where the undertext has been scraped off. It's erased.
咁咧就係喺下低嗰啲嘅字咧，就係捽咗去，然後喺上面咧就係再寫新嘅上去。
It's like when you're in grade school. Do you have grade school?
好似咧係喺學校咁樣。
And you made a mistake on your paper.
咁你寫錯字啦。
And so you erased everything.
咁就擦咗佢。
And then you wrote on top of it.
喺上面再寫。
And you're so embarrassed about what you wrote the first time.
咁譬如你寫第一次。
That you erase it really, really well.
咁你擦曬佢。
That's trying to find that palimpsest.
咁我哋咧就係要去揾出呢啲嘅情況。
That undertext that has been erased, scraped off by a later scribe.
即係下面擦咗去嗰啲係乜咧？咁我哋都要揾翻出嚟嘅。
And the scribe does it centuries later. Another scribe does this.
咁可能咧係一個文士係寫咗之後幾個世紀之後咧，係另外一個文士咧就係擦咗佢啲嘢，然後再喺上面寫嘅。
Now I created a palimpsest when I was in second grade. I was 7 years old.
咁當我七歲嘅時候咧，我係就做過呢啲複寫嘅工作噶。
We had two children sitting at the same table.
咁咧就係有兩個小朋友啦，坐喺度啦。
And this girl who was sitting next to me.
咁咧就有個女仔坐我隔離啦。
She copied all of my answers.
佢將我嘅答案全部抄曬。
So I got back at her.
咁於是咧我就報仇啦。
I wrote down all my answers.
我將所有嘅答案寫曬。
She copied them onto her paper.
佢抄曬。
She went up to the teacher.
咁於是咧，佢就去老師嗰度。
Turned in her paper.
交咗嗰個答案啦。
And then she came back and sat down.
佢翻翻嚟坐低。
And I erased all of my answers.
我將所有答案擦曬。
And put the right ones in.
然後再寫翻啱嘅。
And that was the last time she cheated.
咁呢個最後一次佢咧係作弊啦。
But I've been doing palimpsests for a long time.
咁咧我都係一路做好多呢啲嘢嘅。
So sometimes we look even for binding strips.
咁另外咧，我哋都係睇埋咧嗰啲釘裝嘅條。
You have books where you may put. Do you have scotch tape? Do you know what scotch tape is?
譬如有呢一個膠紙啦。
The pages are falling apart, so you put scotch tape to hold them together.
咁如果咧係啲書頁甩出嚟啦，咁我哋就用膠紙就黐翻好佢啦。
Well, that's kind of a recent invention.
咁呢個咧都係一個幾新嘅發明嚟噶。
What did ancient scribes use?
咁古時嗰啲嘅文士係點做咧？
They would use leftover fragments of other manuscripts.
佢哋就係將其他剩翻落嚟嗰啲手抄本嘅物料咧。
And sometimes you can find a manuscript inside another manuscript that way.
咁就黐咗落去，咁所以咧，你可能會發現咧，喺一個手抄本裡面就黐咗另外一條嘅手抄本嘅。
It's just a fragment of a manuscript.
咁只係一個手抄本嘅一個小部分。
But it's still a manuscript.
咁仍然都係手抄本嚟嘅。
Let me give you some examples of this kind of thing.
嗱，我俾例子你睇下。
So here's the book of Hebrews.
嗱，希伯來書啊，呢度係。
And this is, I think, it looks like about an 11th, 12th century manuscript.
咁呢個係大概十二世紀嘅手抄本。
And this scribe wrote it after 2 Thessalonians.
咁咧，呢一個文士咧，佢係抄完呢一個帖撒羅尼迦後書。
We have a few manuscripts where Hebrews comes after 2 Thessalonians.
咁我哋有幾份嘅手抄本咧，就係呢個希伯來書咧，係喺帖撒羅尼迦後書之後嘅。
And normally Hebrews comes at the very end of all of Paul's letters.
通常咧，希伯來書咧就係擺喺保羅書信所有保羅書信最後嗰度嘅。
It comes after Philemon in most manuscripts.
咁喺好多手稿咧就喺腓利門書之後。
But this scribe wrote Hebrews.
咁呢一個文士咧就係抄希伯來書。
And then he wrote 1 Timothy.
咁佢抄呢一個提摩太前書
，and then he started to write 2 Timothy。
咁跟住佢就開始寫提摩太後書
，and then another scribe took over for him。
咁另外一個文士咧就係攞咗嚟抄啦
，and that scribe finished 2 Timothy。
咁嗰個文士咧抄完咗提摩太後書咧
，and wrote out Titus。
咁跟住就抄提多書
，and wrote out Philemon。
跟住咧就抄腓利門書
，and then he wrote out Hebrews again。
跟住佢又再抄希伯来书。
He didn't know it was already in there.
佢唔知道原来已经抄咗。
So this manuscript has Hebrews twice.
咁于是呢个手抄本咧就有两次咧嘅抄咗希伯来书。
We just discovered this 2 years ago. It's fascinating.
两年之前咧，我哋发现咗呢样嘢，咁啊好有趣。
Sometimes there's manuscripts that are inside or discoveries inside known manuscripts.
咁有陣時咧，喺一啲已經知道嘅或者發現咗嘅抄本裏面咧，係揾到一啲新嘅抄本嘅。
This is a manuscript where you have the biblical text in the middle of the page.
嗱，呢一個抄本咧，我哋係睇到喺呢一頁嘅中間咧，就係有啲聖經嘅文字。
And you can see the water damage because it had been in a fire and they had to put out the fire, and so there's water damage there.
大家睇到有水跡啊，咁有可能咧曾經係，譬如有火燒啊，咁係淋過水係救熄個火咁樣。
But you see the smaller letters at the top and down the side and at the bottom。
大家睇唔睇到咧？係頂上面啊、側邊啊或者個下低嗰度咧，係有一啲好細嘅文字咧。
And you notice that on the side it's in the shape of a cross。
咁喺側邊你會睇到一個十字架嘅形狀。
All the smaller letters are called commentary。
所有嘅呢一啲嘅細字咧，都可以講係一個注釋。
They are comments by ancient church fathers, patristic writers.
咁可能咧係古時咧一啲教父佢哋嘅注釋嚟噶。
And on almost every page,
差唔多每一頁咧
，the scribe made commentary in the shape of a cross.
咁啲嗰個文士咧，都係用呢啲十字架形式。嘅方式係寫低嗰啲個註釋嘅。
Now think about how difficult that would be.
你可以諗諗咁做係幾咁困難咧
？This commentary has to match this biblical text.
首先就係呢一個註釋咧，應該係配合呢一段經文。
So sometimes he'd have more commentary at the top, more at the bottom.
咁有陣時咧係喺上面有多啲註釋，有陣時咧係喺下面多啲註釋。
Sometimes just the cross.
有陣時就只係一個十字架，
But it matched the biblical text every time.
但係每一次咧都係配合嗰段嘅經文。
That's hard enough for us to do today with computers.
就算今日你用電腦做都好難啊。
And here's a person who did this hundreds of years ago.
但係呢個人卻係幾百年前咁樣做。
It's amazing, really stunning.
實在咧係令人好驚奇嘅。
And this shows how much they worshipped God and studied the Bible.
呢度亦都係顯示佢哋係幾咁係敬畏神，同埋咧係研讀聖經。
Here's one of these binding strips I told you about.
嗱，我亦先頭都係講過啊，呢啲要嚟咧係去釘裝本書嘅一啲條紙嚟噶。
I want you just to relax and sit back.
嗱，大家咧可以咧係輕鬆咁樣係睇一睇。
I'm going to show you all 500,000 pictures of manuscripts.
我會咧係俾大家睇嗰500,000頁嘅照片。
And comment on every page.
咁每一頁都講。
No, we won't do that.
唔係咁慢。
Okay, so this is a reinforcement strip.
嗱，呢個其實係加固嗰本書嘅。
And it was glued into the margin between these other two leaves.
就喺兩頁中間係黐埋。
And it's only got two or three letters on each line.
咁每一行咧只係得兩三個字母嘅啫。
But I was able to determine that it's Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 61, from the top to the bottom.
咁由上面到下面咧，我係揾到係呢個路加福音第一章。
So from the very tiny manuscripts, this counts as a manuscript.
咁呢度喺呢一個抄本裏面咧，我就係揾到呢一個小型嘅抄本出嚟。
To the very large manuscripts.
咁喺一個大嘅抄本裏面揾到一個細嘅抄本。
This is a huge manuscript at the National Library of Greece.
呢個係希臘國立圖書館嘅裏面一份好大嘅抄本。
Almost 800 pages.
差唔多有800頁。
That's as big as my Greek grammar.
咁咧，好似我嗰本嘅希臘文法書咁厚嘅。
But much more important words in here.
咁但係裏面嘅字當然係更加重要。
And it weighs about 25 pounds.
大概25磅重。
More than, I guess you go by kilos here, more than 10 kilos.
超過10公斤了。
Big manuscript.
一本很大的抄本。
And the rest of biblical scholars did not know about this manuscript.
其他的聖經學者呢，是未認識這一本的抄本。
Here it is in a major European library.
這間是一間主要的歐洲的圖書館。
And Bible scholars did not know about it.
但是聖經學者他是不認識這本抄本。
So I wonder how many more manuscripts are out there to be discovered.
所以我認為實在是有很多其他的抄本正在等待我們去找出來的。
This is where I work every day in the National Library.
這個就是我在國立圖書館那裡工作的個地方。
It was in the manuscript room upstairs.
就在樓上的這個抄本室裡面。
And there were riots going on in Athens.
咁喺雅典嗰度咧有暴動。
People actually vandalized the library.
啲人咧係破壞個圖書館啊。
They cut out some copper tubing.
咁佢哋咧係揾到一啲嘅銅管出嚟切開佢。
It cut out the air conditioning for the whole summer.
咁成個夏天咧都冇冷氣啊。
So it was very hot in this room.
咁所以咧個房咧就係好熱嘅。
About 35 degrees centigrade.
大概35度到啦。
It was warm, but Greeks like it warm.
咁咧就希臘人咧中意佢暖啲嚇。
So they put on sweaters.
咁佢着一啲冷衫。
And I'm dying up there.
咁但我就覺得哇，真係好熱，熱到死啊！
But that's the kind of work we have sometimes.
咁呢啲就係即係我哋工作嘅環境啦。
But it's worth it when you see pictures like this.
但係當你睇到呢啲咁嘅照片咧，你就實在覺得你嘅工作係好值得嘅。
This is the beginning of the Gospel of Mark.
呢個係馬可福音嘅第一頁。
And here's a close-up of that same picture.
嗱，大家係睇嗰個放大嘅。
This is actual gold leaf that was put on these pages.
喺呢頁上面係金箔嚟嘅。
And then the artist wrote on top of it.
咁又跟住咧就係寫喺上面。
Now let me come back here and tell you how many pictures we took like this.
咁我要講一講就係我哋影咗幾多幅相咧。
We produced 45 terabytes of images.
咁總共咧係45個 T 嘅相。
That's 45,000 gigabytes.
即係45,000。
45 million megabytes.
咁大家繼續乘落去啦。
45 billion kilobytes.
係啦。大家可以睇到嚇，即係再乘一千，再乘一千，再乘一千。
What are you saying?
Yeah, I just say multiply that by 1,000.
Oh, you're cheating, aren't you? And 45 trillion bytes.
係啦，咁就係45億啊，總共啊。
This from one library.
我即係45兆啊，應該係，咁係一個圖書館啫喎。
So it's pretty intense work.
所以是非常之繁重的工作。
Now when we photograph one page at a time.
咁每一次只係影一頁。
And here we're shooting the left side.
咁先，而家呢度咧，我哋係影緊個左面。
We shoot the right side up.
咁跟住咧，我亦都係影埋右面啦。
And then the left side upside down.
對唔住，呢個左面咧就係倒轉影，右面咧就係正面影。
And then digitally we put them together again.
咁跟住咧，我哋係就係用數碼方式將佢哋拼埋一齊。
So the right side up。
咁所以咧係右手邊咧就係向上。
And it looks like a book. You're just turning the pages of a book。
咁睇起嚟咧就好似咧鉛書一樣啦。
So it's a virtual book with the pages lined up perfectly。
咁所以就係一本咧係虛擬嘅書，但係咧啲頁咧都係完全咧係對稱嘅。
One of the exciting things to discover in these manuscripts。
嗱，其中一樣咧令人鼓舞嘅地方就係我哋發現呢啲嘢啦。
Is a marginal correction.
咁就喺側邊咧，係有一個修訂嘅或者含誤嘅。
Now you see where the arrow is pointing.
可以睇到咧個箭嘴指嘅地方。
It's a little hard to see, but that's an asterisk in there, a red asterisk.
咁嗰度有一粒紅嘅星啊。
The scribe forgot a verse.
咁咧嗰個文士咧就抄漏咗一句。
So he puts an asterisk in the text.
所以咧喺嗰度打粒星。
Then he puts it in the margin.
跟住喺個邊嗰裏咧就抄翻。
And he writes out the whole verse in the margin.
咁咧就喺邊嗰度係將全句咧就抄翻落去。
All scribes were human.
即係所有文士都係人嚟嘅。
All scribes made mistakes.
咁所有文士都會搞錯嘅。
And it's fun to see it like this, even in a beautiful manuscript like that.
喺咁靚嘅手稿上面咧，我哋都仍然咧可以睇得到，實在好有趣。
Sometimes the manuscripts are not in great shape.
咁有陣時咧，啲抄本就唔係咁靚噶啦。
But we still photograph them.
我哋仍然都影佢噶。
But some we cannot photograph.
有一啲系影唔到啦。
Here's one that's destroyed by mold.
呢个咧就系发毛，影唔到。
And we could not photograph it. The leaves would fall apart, and it would get in our lungs.
咁咧，佢完全影唔到啊！即系佢根本散晒，甚至咧我哋都可以吸，就可能吸入啲尘添。
We would all have to become Chinese.
咁都會變曬中國人。
And wear masks while we're photographing manuscripts.
即系影嘅時候，我哋會戴口罩要。
That was funny, I thought. Was it offensive?
Yeah. No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sure, okay.
No. It was fun.
Okay. So, we get delightful surprises when we see these manuscripts, too.
有陣時我哋都有啲驚喜發現嘅。
And just beautiful artwork.
呢啲非常之靚嘅圖畫。
It's the Bible that gets treated this way.
聖經，佢哋係咁樣咧，係去即係處理聖經嘅。
And one of the reasons it does is this.
其中一個原因咁樣做咧，係
They want you to memorize the scripture.
佢哋想你係記住呢啲聖經。
And so they put beautiful artwork in there.
所以佢就擺好靚嘅圖畫喺度。
To attract your eye to the page.
使你吸引你。
Some monks when they joined a monastery.
有啲修士當佢哋加入呢個修院嘅時候。
In order to join the monastery, they would have to recite from memory the Gospel of John.
如果要加入個修院咧，可能佢哋要首先咧係背咗呢個約翰福音。
Other monasteries made it really tough。
咁有一啲嘅修院咧，可能個要求更加困難。
They would have to recite one gospel and 50 psalms。
咁咧可能要你係背一卷福音書，同埋咧係50篇嘅詩篇。
And others would even say and some letters of Paul。
另外咧，有啲仲要加埋一啲保羅嘅書信。
And they usually had one or two months to memorize all this。
通常咧，只係俾一兩個月咧去記呢啲嘢嘅啫。
But this kind of artwork helped them to memorize.
但係呢一啲嘅圖案咧，就係幫助佢哋去記憶啦。
Now the second aspect of our work is we actually do get to photograph the manuscripts.
咁第二樣咧就係我哋係影咗呢一啲嘅手抄本啦。
And it requires rigorous training.
咁需要咧係有非常嚴謹嘅訓練。
We use state-of-the-art equipment.
咁係用最先進嘅器材。
We have high-quality standards.
咁有高質素嘅標準啦。
And the right people.
仲有咧適當嘅人去做。
If you have the wrong people, it's a terrible trip for everybody.
咁如果咧啲人唔好嘅時候咧，咁就變咗好困難啦。
So Josh could never come.
咁所以咧，Josh 唔嚟得。
Here's the group in a very tiny room at the National Library of Greece.
嗱，我哋喺呢一個國立圖書館嗰度啊，即係希臘嘅國立圖書館嗰度嘅工作環境，一個好細嘅房間。
That's seven people.
七個人咧塞喺裏邊。
It's like the Hong Kong subway, isn't it?
咁好似香港地鐵咁啊。
And if the people in the back needed to go to the bathroom,
咁如果坐你後邊嗰個人咧需要去廁所嘅話咧
，those in the front would have to get out of the room.
咁喺坐喺前面嗰啲人咧，就係需要咧先離開個房間。
It's just difficult situation sometimes when we shoot.
有陣時都係一啲係好惡劣嘅工作環境。
But really, really worth it.
咁但係值得嘅。
And here we are trying to look at the image to center it properly.
而家咧，我哋就係喺呢一度咧，我哋係整理緊嗰個影啲影像，希望咧即係將佢哋咧係配合得更好嘅。
Here's just some more images just to show you what it looks like.
俾大家睇多幾幅呢啲嘅照片。
This is the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew.
係馬太福音起開頭嗰一頁。
Again, beautiful artwork.
嗱，亦都好靚嘅圖案。
If they had blue in these manuscripts,
嗱，如果佢哋係有藍色嘅話咧
，that was more expensive than gold.
又比金仲貴。
Because it required the lapis lazuli stone.
咁係要用某一種嘅礦石。
That's the only way they could get permanent blue paint or ink.
然後咧，先至可以攞到呢一啲咧係藍色嘅墨。
And they'd have to grind it down and turn it into a paste so they could use it for artwork.
咁要磨咗嗰啲礦石，然後先至可以咧係做成一啲顏料去畫呢啲圖案嘅。
But they used a lot of blue. It's just gorgeous work.
咁所以你睇到佢哋係用咗好多藍色。
Here's another one with some of the apostles on the side and others.
嗱，呢一度係另一個圖案啦，喺旁邊嘅就係使徒。
And this is the Gospel of John.
呢個係約翰福音。
Here we see again some more artwork, beautiful work. This time with a halo.
嗱，而家我哋又睇到另外一幅嘅圖畫嚇，呢度係一個人上面有個光環嘅。
So, CSNTM is preserving ancient Christian manuscripts for a modern world.
我哋嘅中心咧係為呢個現代嘅世界咧係保存古舊嘅基督教嘅手稿。
We're doing this for three reasons.
我哋咁樣做係有三個原因。
Accessibility, clarity, and recovery.
就係方便接觸啦，係清晰啦，同埋咧係修復。
We want to make these images accessible to scholars throughout the world.
我哋希望咧係使到咧全球嘅學者咧都係可以能夠好容易就係攞到呢啲嘅影像。
They're clear images, very easy to read.
佢哋係非常之清晰嘅影像，大家係好容易睇得到嘅。
And by doing this, we're actually recovering these ancient texts that have not been seen for some time.
咁而咁樣做嘅時候，好多時我哋係可以發現到一啲咧係以前係從冇睇過嘅一啲手稿。
Now, if only the original text is inspired.
嗱，如果只有嗰個原來嘅版本咧係靈感嘅話咧
，then we must recover the original.
咁所以我哋就必定要係揾翻嗰個原稿出嚟啦。
Some of you have heard of the King James Bible.
咁大家都聽過呢個欽定譯本啦。
It was based on basically eight manuscripts.
佢基本上只係按照咧係八個抄本嚟去做翻譯嘅啫。
Now we have over 5,800 manuscripts.
而家咧，我哋係有超過5,800份嘅抄本。
The more discoveries we make, the more certain we are about the original wording.
如果我哋發現得更多嘅抄本，我哋就更加能夠確定到咧嗰個原本嘅字眼。
And sometimes we're discovering things in manuscripts with UV lamps.
有陣時咧，我哋係用紫外線咧，係可以用紫外線咧嘅攝影咧，可以發現到一啲嘅抄本嘅。
Here's a manuscript that we photographed without the UV lamps.
嗱，呢個咧，如果係冇紫外光燈咧，我哋就影出嚟嘅影像咧，就係左手邊呢個影像。
It had terrible water damage on about 100 pages.
咁咧喺差唔多有100頁紙咧。都係受到呢個水漬嘅影響嘅。
But with UV lamps, now we can read the text.
咁如果係有紫外光燈咧，我哋而家可以睇得到啦。
This manuscript has not been read in hundreds of years completely.
呢一份手稿咧，有超過幾百年咧，係從冇人讀過。
And now we can read the whole thing.
而家我哋就全份都讀到啦。
But it's not just UV lamps.
咁唔單止係用紫外光燈啦。
There's a newer kind of technology.
而家仲有一啲新嘅技術。
Known as multispectral imaging.
咁呢啲咧就係叫做多光譜影像嘅技術。
It uses the whole spectrum of light.
就係用曬成個光譜嚟去做影像嘅。
From infrared to ultraviolet.
咁即係咧係由紫外線一路到紅外線。
And these cameras are very, very, very expensive.
呢啲相機係非常之貴嘅。
But they can reveal things that could not have been revealed any other way.
但呢，佢哋係可以展示一啲嘢呢，係其他嘅方法都做唔到嘅。
Now you see the bottom part where it's been burnt and you can't see anything, it's just blackened.
嗱，如果你睇下左手邊嗰度呢，就係下面嗰度係燒過，乜嘢都睇唔到嘅。
This is a Hebrew manuscript owned by the Israel Antiquities Authority.
咁呢個呢係以色列古蹟管理局呢，佢哋所擁有嘅一個希伯來文嘅抄本。
And they applied multispectral imaging to this manuscript.
咁呢就係用咗呢一啲嘅多光譜造影技術呢，就係影呢一份嘅抄本。
Look what they can see now.
咁而家佢哋睇到啲乜呢？
CSNTM has discovered scores of leaves that cannot be read.
我哋嘅中心咧，其實係揾咗咧係幾十頁以前咧唔能夠讀嗰啲嘅抄本咧，就係我哋都係可以讀得到。
But we now have the money to buy an MSI camera.
咁而家咧，我哋有錢咧係買咗呢一種嘅攝影機。
And so we'll be able to do this kind of work.
我哋就可以做呢一類嘅工作啦。
This is the most important biblical manuscript that's a palimpsest.
咁呢個係一份咧非常之重要嘅抄本，係曾經係受到複寫嘅。
And the undertext is what's hard to read.
咁啊，個底嗰份嘅文字咧，就係好難睇得到。
But with MSI, we'll be able to read it completely.
咁用咗呢個新嘅造影技術咧，我哋就係可以完全咧讀得到下面嗰啲文字。
Now, other times we're photographing ancient papyri.
嗱，有陣時咧，我哋係影一啲古老嘅蒲草紙本。
These are the oldest manuscripts that we have of the New Testament.
呢個咧係新約聖經裡面最舊嘅抄本。
This is the oldest manuscript of Mark's Gospel. There's about 32 leaves of it.
總共有32頁，呢個係最古老嘅馬可福音嘅抄本。
And we shoot against a black background and a white background.
我哋係用個黑嘅背景同埋白嘅背景嚟影相。
That reveals different things.
咁係顯示咗唔同嘅嘢喎。
I'm going to show you something that it's not all that significant.
嗱，我而家俾你睇一啲或者唔係咁重要嘅。
But it illustrates the very kind of thing that we can now do.
但係可以顯示咧，我哋而家可以能夠做到嘅嘢。
So we're going to get these manuscripts, these early papyri, published again.
我哋會咧係再公布咧呢一啲古老嘅抄本。
They were published in the 1930s。
咁咧曾經咧係30年代咧係發行過嘅。
But with now better cameras, we're going to publish them again。
咁而家有更好嘅相機咧，更好嘅影像，我哋又可以再咧係將佢係發行。
And several of us are spending thousands of hours of work on these manuscripts。
咁咧，亦都係用咗係數以千計嘅時間咧，係鐘頭咧係擺咗落去。
But look what we can now see on these texts. This will be fascinating.
嗱，而家我哋要睇一睇就係呢喺呢一個抄本嗰度睇到啲乜嘢呢？
Now, we put those words up there.
嗱，我哋將呢一啲字咧寫上去。
But that's the only word that could fit there.
咁呢個係唯一咧係可以係配合嘅字。
And nobody else knew that that's what this manuscript said in this very place.
而冇人知道喺呢一個位到底咧呢一個抄本係講咗啲乜。
So what does it mean?
咁係咩意思咧？
Well, here it is. Here it is in Greek text.
嗱，就係咁啦。
And you can all read that, right?
嗱，大家都識讀嗬。
Oh, well, let's put it in English. I don't have Chinese up here.
这里是英文版了，虽然没有中文版。
This is Mark chapter 8, verse 22.
是马可福音八，这个，八章，十至到二十五节。
All other manuscripts in the world,
所有的全球的手稿
have this. They say, they came to Bethsaida.
所有的手稿呢都是这样说，是他们去到伯赛大。
This manuscript says he came to Bethsaida.
但是这个抄本呢，却是说他，即是他，去到伯赛大。
And this happens to be the oldest manuscript of Mark's Gospel in the world.
这个是全球呢，是最古老的马可福音的抄本。
Now, it doesn't change anything of major importance, of course.
当然这里不会是对，造成什么重大的改变。
But we're trying to get back to the original wording as precisely as we can.
我哋係希望能夠盡量咧係揾得到咧原本嗰啲嘅字眼。
And this is exciting to make these kinds of discoveries.
而有呢啲嘅發現咧，實在係叫人咧係感到好有好鼓舞嘅。
Here's the picture that I started with.
嗱，呢個就係開始嘅時候嘅一幅相。
This is the oldest manuscript of Paul's letters.
就係保羅書信咧最古老嘅抄本。
And we have about 175 pages of this manuscript.
咁呢個抄本咧，我哋大概有175頁。
On this page, we see the end of Ephesians。
嗱喺呢一頁嗰度咧，我哋睇到以弗所書嘅尾。
And the beginning of Galatians。
同埋咧，加拉太書嘅頭。
Now those of you who know your Bibles，
嗱，如果大家熟聖經嘅話咧
，know that Ephesians comes after Galatians。
係知道以弗所書咧，其實係擺喺呢個加拉太書之後嘅。
So did this scribe get it wrong?
咁係咪個文士抄錯咗咧
？This is the oldest manuscript of Paul's letters.
但係呢個就係保羅書信咧最古老嘅抄本喎。
Maybe we got it wrong.
或者我哋搞錯啦咁樣。
And he got it right.
係佢啱喎。
Or she, we're not sure.
或者係即係女士都未定嚇，唔一定男士。
This is fascinating to discover these things.
咁呢啲發現呢啲事情咧都實在都好有趣噶。
So what impact does CSNTM have?
咁我哋可以造成咩影響咧？
We're giving a rare opportunity for students to gain hands-on experience handling and digitizing manuscripts.
咁我哋俾咗啲好珍貴嘅機會咧，俾啲學生可以咧係親手咁樣咧係攞到經驗嚇，即係去處理同埋咧係去將呢啲嘅抄本咧係數碼化。
This is the catalyst for many who will choose a scholarly path.
呢個亦都係咧鼓勵到好多人咧去選擇咧係從事學術研究。
They will earn their PhDs in New Testament studies.
咁可以咧，係去做呢個新約研究嘅博士嘅工作啦。
Some of our interns have gone to Cambridge University or Oxford University。
咁我哋有啲學生咧係去劍橋啦，去牛津嗰度進修。
Or Yale University, maybe you've heard of that school。
係或者係耶魯大學咁樣。
And Edinburgh and other very famous schools for biblical studies。
同埋好多咧其他，譬如愛丁堡啊咁樣，好多其他咧出名嘅聖經研究嘅大學。
We're excited to see how they are now ministering to the church with the education they've gotten。
佢哋經過咗呢、這個接受咗呢啲嘅教育之後，我哋都睇到佢哋係喺教會裏面服侍，我哋實在都係感到好鼓舞嘅。
And we're also providing thousands of more images for research and preservation。
我哋亦都係提供咗數以千計嘅影像，佢可以咧進行各樣嘅研究。
And these help us in the goal of determining exactly the original wording of the New Testament。
而呢樣亦呢啲亦都係使到我哋可以咧係確定聖經原本嘅字眼到底係點樣。
So here's another way to think about this.
这个也是我们可以这样看的。
CSNTM makes these digital images.
我们的中心是做了这些数码影像。
And then printed Greek New Testaments rely on our images now.
而这个印刷版的新约圣希腊文新约圣经也是要依赖这些影像 去做这个编辑的工作。
That was a long translation for that little English.
Oh, yeah. Because yours is more condensed.
Then modern translations of the New Testament are based on those published Greek New Testaments.
而現代嘅譯本咧，就亦都係按照呢一啲已經發行咗嘅希臘文嘅聖經嚟去翻譯嘅。
And this affects the faith and practice of Christians throughout the world.
咁樣係影響到咧全球嘅基督徒，我哋嘅信仰同埋咧係信仰嘅實踐。
So in one sense, CSNTM is starting to stand at the head of the stream of all future Bible translations.
咁所以咧，我哋嘅工作或者我哋嘅中心，其實我哋所做嘅嘢咧，就係影響到咧係將來嗰個聖經翻譯嘅工作。我哋係可以講話係個聖經翻譯工作嗰個開始嗰一點。
For a tiny institute, that's pretty amazing.
咁所以對於一個咁細嘅機構嚟講，實在咧係一件咧係令人驚訝嘅工作嚟嘅。
And I think that's because we serve an amazing God.
個原因就係因為我哋嘅神咧，亦都係一個好奇妙嘅神。
So let me conclude with this.
咁我結束嘅時候咧，容許我咁樣講。
Here's a manuscript that's not very attractive.
嗱，呢一度嗰個抄本咧就唔係話好吸引嘅啫。
But it's pretty important.
但係卻係好重要嘅。
I came across this note at the end of a gospel manuscript.
咁咧喺一個抄本。嗰度咧，喺近尾嗰度咧，我就係發現咗有呢一個咁樣嘅注腳喺度。
It was written over 1,000 years ago.
寫嘅時候咧已經超過一千年之前啦。
Here's what the scribe wrote.
嗱呢一度咧嗰個文士咧就咁樣寫。
The hand that wrote this is rotting in the grave.
寫呢啲文字嘅手已經咧係喺墳墓裏邊咧係腐朽。
But the letters remain until the fullness of the times.
但係有關嘅文字咧卻係存留直至到時候滿足。
And then he says, completed with the help of God.
跟住咧佢就係話。得到神嘅幫助，咁我係完成咗有關工作。
February 23rd, Friday.
二月二十三號星期五。
The second hour during the 11th indiction.
喺第十一個小喺小幾嘅第十一年嘅兩點鐘。
Excuse me, I'm sorry. In the year 1079.
1079年。
Through the hand of Andrew.
係抄寫嘅人咧，係叫做安德烈。
Scribe and calligrapher.
是文士同埋咧書法家。
And if it happens that any error of omission remains,
如果有任何錯漏
this for the sake of Christ, forgive me.
因基督嘅緣故寬恕我。
So here's this scribe who wrote this note.
嗱呢一個文士咧就係寫低咗呢一個嘅註釋喺度。
And what really caught my eye was the first part.
第一個部分實在咧係吸引咗我嘅注意。
The hand that wrote this is rotting in the grave.
抄寫呢啲文字嘅手已經喺墳墓裏面腐朽。
But the letters remain until the fullness of the times.
但係有關文字卻係存留到時候滿足。
And I think about my own life as a Christian.
作為基督徒，我反省我自己嘅生命。
And one of these days, I'm going to die.
始終有一日我都會死。
Hopefully later, not sooner.
希望遲啲啦。
They didn't laugh.
Do I,
okay. I'm not that sick looking. But every day counts.
每一日都重要。
And one of these days, my hands, the rest of my skeleton will be rotting in the grave.
总有一日，我嘅手，我成个人都会喺坟墓里面腐朽。
But I hope that what I have done,
但我希望我所做嘅
will stand for generations to come.
是可以在未来的世代都可以继续存留。
So this scribe Andrew,
咁呢一个文士安德烈
has given me the motto of my life,
成为咗我嘅榜样。
And so you can keep up with CSNTM,
但你哋可以咧系继续同我哋个中心联络嘅。
You could get our monthly newsletter if you wanted to. Here's the link that you write to the email.
嗱呢度有个连结，咁你咧可以咧系用呢个连结咧系发一个电邮，咁就收到我哋嘅通讯。
I'll keep the screen up.
嗱我会咧系摆低保留呢一个投影片。
And we also have a lot of videos at iTunes University.
咁咧喺iTunes University 嗰度咧，我哋系有好多嘅錄影嘅。
Are you familiar with iTunes U, iTunes University?
大家熟唔熟啊？呢個 iTunes University, iTunes U。
If you haven't been there, you need to go there。
如果你未去過嘅咧，咁咧你就去呢個網站嗰度。
Major educational institutes have lots of videos up there of teaching。
好多嘅大學咧都係有佢哋啲教學咧係擺咗上去呢一個嘅網站嗰度嘅。
And we have a bunch up there too. It's a lot of fun。
我哋亦都係有一啲，咁亦都好有趣嘅。
And all of them are much, much shorter than this lecture.
大部分嘅咧都係比今晚講嘅咧係短好多嘅。
Thank you very much.
I've seen that before. 多謝大家。
Thank you.
Testing. 跟住嚟有少少發問嘅時間啦。咁我知咧，在場可能好多人咧都想發問嘅，所以大家咧就盡量簡短發言。咁我哋俾多啲時間咧俾 Doctor 華瑞回應，好唔好啊？咁如果你想發問嘅，你舉舉手，咁我哋會有工作人員去傳麥噶。都大家可以簡單啲啦，你用中文去發言，咁 Ivan 會幫佢翻譯，咁啊佢就會英文再答，跟住 Ivan 就會做翻中文翻譯嘅。
我想請問咧，有冇用 AI 嘅 technology 將每一個 manuscript 咧翻譯咗，然後再做一個 cross reference， 等你可以攞個比較準確啲嘅版本出嚟咧？
你係講翻譯係嘛？即係用 AI 翻譯
AI 做咗個 recognition， 然後將所有嘅版本佢哋做一次 comparison， 咁咧，使可以攞到一個比較準確啲嘅manuscript 出嚟。I just want to know, okay, whether you use the AI technology, okay, to use the character recognition to transcribe those Greek letters, and for each version, you do the comparison so that you can have a more near possibility of the manuscript.
We don't do that yet.
我哋都未係咁樣做。
But we are working on that technology.
不過咧，我哋而家正在係即係籌備緊咧呢一類嘅技術。
It's called optical character recognition.
咁咧就係呢一個影像嘅認識嘅技術。
And once it gets done, we'll be able to read these manuscripts very quickly.
咁如果係做得到咧，咁就可以好快咁樣就係讀得到呢啲嘅手稿噶啦。
I estimate that if we had all of the manuscripts digitized.
其實咧，將所有嘅手稿咧，係即係抄本咧，係完全咧係數碼化，已經係一個好奇妙嘅工作。
It would take one person 400 years.
一個人咧，如果係要做咧，係要400年咧。
To transcribe all those manuscripts.
先至可以係抄曬咧所有呢一啲嘅手抄本啦。
Now maybe it'll be someone from Hong Kong.
咁或者咧係香港嚟嘅一啲香港有啲人咧可以咁做啊。
Because you have much greater longevity than we Americans do.
你哋長命啲啊，比美國人。
But with the new technology,
咁如果係有新嘅技術
，we'll be able to get it done in 10 or 20 years.
咁或者我哋可以咧係十至二十年就做到
嘅。Just one person.
一個人。
So yes, we're working on it, but it still needs a lot of work.
我哋係做緊，不過咧就好多工作，即係好繁重嘅工作嚟㗎。
有冇其他嘅一啲嘅機構係做舊藥嘅？點解啊 ，Doctor 你係淨係負責新藥嘅
？Is there any institution working in similar way with the Old Testament? And the next part of the question is, why you just work on the New Testament?
In answer to the first question.They're starting to, but they're really not doing very much yet with this.
第一部分嘅問題咧就係佢有啲開始咗做，但係咧就嗰個進度就唔係好，即係唔係做咗好多。
There's a place in Jerusalem that is beginning to do some of this work.
咁喺耶路撒冷咧有一個嘅機構咧係開始做呢啲工作。
And there's a real good reason why I work just on the New Testament manuscripts.
咁亦都有即係好多原因，點解咧？係我哋只係做新藥嘅。
You have to make it small enough to do in a lifetime。
就係咧個工作要細個規模咧細一啲，使到即係我哋有生之年可以做得到。
In the first 15 years, we've photographed 20% of all Greek New Testament manuscripts。
喺頭嗰十五年咧，我哋只係影咗咧20%嘅新約聖經抄本。
We still have 80% to go。
仍然要仲有。80%。
So that's good job security for me.
咁對我嚟講就一定有工作啦。
But it will take some time to get just that done.
咁但係咧，都係要一啲時間先可以做得到。
There's another reason too.
亦都係另外一個原因。
I teach Greek.
因為我教希臘文。
But we're not just photographing Greek New Testament manuscripts.
咁但係我哋亦都唔只係影咧希臘文嘅抄本嘅。
We also photograph those in other languages as well.
我哋都係影其他嘅語言嘅抄本。
Hi, Dr. Wallace. My name is Kevin.
Please stand up when you
Hi, my name is Kevin, and I actually have a quick practical question regarding a specific passage, John chapter 7:53-8:11. And the reason why I bring that up is because last year.A bunch of us were teaching evangelical Bible study from a curriculum. And in that curriculum, there was this passage. And when we came across this passage, we looked a little bit further into it and found that it wasn't in the earliest manuscripts. And so we were really debating on whether to teach this to non-Christians or not. And eventually we decided to teach it because it was, you know, in part of the Bible with most of the translations that we have. But I'm just my question would be, if we are to teach from that curriculum again, would you advise us to teach that passage? And if so, how should we teach it? Yeah, that's my question. Thank you.
Okay, maybe you give the answer.
Actually, I'm not going to answer that right now.
其實呢,我是不會現在就立刻回答這個問題。
Because I'm going to be discussing that very passage Sunday afternoon.
我將會在星期日的下午會有一個專題講過一段聖經。先頭這位弟兄問就是《約翰福音》第七章關於淫婦被拉到耶穌面前那段聖經。這段不是在最古老的抄本裡面的。 當要教這段聖經的時候，在那個課程裡面應不應該包這段聖經呢？如果是要包的時候，應該怎樣教呢？先頭問的問題是這樣，Dr. Wallace的答案就是，請大家在星期日下午就來聽他的專題。That's
not what I said.
Well, I just explained the question.
Yeah, you really expanded on that one.
No, I just recapped the question.
Yeah, it's fine. I trust you. So I really don't want to. It's a sensitive issue, and I want to deal with that, the whole passage and the issues that's involved in it at one time. So I'll have to delay till then.
因為呢個係一個非常之敏感嘅問題，所以呢最好呢就係比較完整咁樣去處理，所以呢就會呢我哋喺星期日晏晝有一個特別嘅一堂呢，就會講嗰段嘅聖經嘅。Actually, my question is a little bit wider, and that is, apart from that passage, have you ever discovered any major discrepancies in the New Testament when compared with the older manuscripts? Of course. Apart from that passage, that particular passage.
The question is, 除了先頭所講的那一段，會不會在Dr. Wallace的工作裡面會發現一些其他的抄本，跟我們原本有的抄本或者經文是有一些很大的差別。
There are a number of places where there are differences among the manuscripts.
是有一些地方，在抄本之間是有一些差別的。And
these differences are both meaningful and they could be original wording.
這些差別都是有意思的，亦都有可能是原本的字眼。But
how significant are those differences really?
那到底這些差別是有多麼重要呢？
And that's actually what I'll be addressing tomorrow night and Sunday morning, talking about that very issue.
這個問題就會是明晚和星期日我都會處理的。So
you need to come back to hear that.
所以你又要回來了。But
we could also talk privately, Ivan, about some of the other passages.
當然你都可以私下再談的。你好，多謝你的talk，我覺得你的工作很meaningful。我想跟上一題有點相似，我想問一下，你現在的工作呢， 對於未來新約聖經翻譯的影響會覺得有多大呢？因為我覺得應該，我估計現存那些抄本應該都很清，我估計大部分都很清晰，可能又是有些或者是不太清晰，或者怎樣。那你覺得現在的工作會不會對將來可能是的翻譯是有些影響，還是有很大影響？
What will be the impact of your work on the future translation? The New Testament. Now, since there are already existing many existing manuscripts, so what will be the impact on the future translation of the New Testament? Would it be big, or how would you assess that?
I don't think it's going to change. It will not change any major doctrine at all. We know that.
我認為我的工作是不會造成任何重要的教義的改變。And
the wording that we think the original New Testament has now,
我們現在所認為的新約的原有的字句,
will change in some places.
在某一些地方可能會改變。But
here's the interesting thing.
但有趣的地方在這裡。
I don't believe there's going to be one new variant, textual difference.
我唔認為咧，只係有一個分別或者新嘅差別。
That makes it into the translations.
會咧係喺呢個翻譯裏面咧係可以出現。
That was unknown before.
以前咧係唔知嘅。
That's because in the last 135 years.
因為喺過去135年咧
，when all the papyri have been discovered.
已經係發現咗所有。嘅蒲草紙本啦。
These are our earliest manuscripts of the New Testament.
呢啲都係新約聖經最早嘅抄本。
What they have done is confirmed this wording or this wording.
佢哋所做嘅咧就係確認咗呢個字眼或者係嗰個字眼。
But they haven't given us brand new wording that we never saw before.
佢哋係冇俾到一啲咧係完全新嘅字眼或者字句咧係我哋以前唔知嘅。
That we now think is original.
而我哋認為佢係原本嘅字句。
Now scholars know about these textual variants. That's what they're called.
嗱，啲學者咧係知道呢一啲文本上嘅差異。
But modern translations don't have very many of them.
但係咧，現代嘅翻譯咧唔會有好多呢啲嘢。
But there will be some changes in your Bibles.
咁你哋嘅聖經咧都會有一啲嘅改變嘅。
But our goal should always be to pursue the truth.
但我哋嘅目的仍然都系要揾出真理
，rather than just to protect our presuppositions，
而唔系咧系去保护我哋一啲基本嘅前设。
So I think you can say what you have in your hands today，
嗱，我哋手上面嘅圣经
is in all essential respects the very word of God，
喺好多方面，即系喺重要嘅方面嚟讲，都系神嘅说话。
sorry， 即係從一個技術性嘅角度，所有嘅電子嘢都係可以被刪改、修改。咁你哋點樣去 protect 你哋嗰個 product 唔俾一啲 anti Christianity 嘅人咧去就去刪改，意思到我哋好似係做一啲錯嘢咧咁？
We store these in several different places.
我哋將我哋嘅檔案咧係擺喺唔同嘅地方。
In more than one country.
喺唔同嘅超過一個唔同嘅國家。
And in more than one format.
亦都係以超過一種嘅形式去儲存。
And more than one medium.
亦都超過一種媒體。
So we have built-in redundancy.
咁即係話咧，我哋係有即係好比較重複嘅儲存嘅。
And every library where we digitize manuscripts,
喺我哋將佢，即係我哋喺一啲圖書館咧，將有關嘅檔呢個抄本咧係做影像嘅時候咧
，has copies of these images as well.
佢哋都有呢啲影像嘅，我哋都俾咗啲影像副本佢哋嘅。
That's a very, very good question, and we take it very seriously.
呢個實在一個好嘅問題，我哋真係好認真咁處理。
最後一條問題，有冇人仲想問最後一條問題？咁可能最後一條問題已經問咗啦，我哋俾啲掌聲，多謝 Dr. Wallace。咁今晚佢就講咗，即係影咗好多唔同嘅抄本，原來哇咁多抄本喎！咁究竟呢啲唔同嘅抄本有啲咩影響咧？咁聽日咧就會更加埋牙啦。聽日晏晝3:30咧，佢就會講到馬可福音裏邊一個係咪一個短啲嘅完結咧？究竟唔同嘅抄本對我哋點樣睇馬可福音嘅完結咧？呢個係一個好重要嘅位置。跟住咧，佢亦都係會晚堂崇拜嘅時段6:00咧。就會再講到一個即係新約聖經係咪被啲文士刪改到即係蕩去無存咧？咁而聽晚晚上咧8:00咧，佢就會再講下一個正典嘅問題，究竟初來教會咧去點樣決定將啲書卷擺喺正典當中？咁都鼓勵大家今晚唞足精神，聽日再踩3場。 好，让我一起做个祷告结束，好唔好？天父上帝，我哋多谢你，让我哋今天晚上好开到眼界，去睇一件喺世界各国里边有好多唔同嘅抄本。你点样让我哋知道你个话语系可靠，俾我哋知道你个我哋今日手上嘅话语系真实嘅？就求你帮助我哋能够更加嘅珍而重之去看待圣经，让我哋用心嘅去研读，用心嘅去咀嚼，用心嘅去活出，好让我哋嘅生命都被你改变。带领我哋呢几日嘅时间，继续喺呢个方面去更多嘅探讨，好让嘅我哋对呢个追求都系表示我哋对你嘅敬拜。听我哋嘅祷告，奉靠耶稣基督得胜嘅名字祈求，阿门。听日下昼3:30见。